water.
Big news, a woman being held in a Mexican prison is released. That happened just a short time ago. Wow. For how many days since May 22nd was she stuck in Mexico after pot was planted under her seat when the bus she was traveling on was evacuated? We'll flush that out for you. Plus, John McCain posing with some rebels, not realizing they were, in fact, kidnappers. On top of that, we have more of a circus in Washington, D.C., as Eric Holder decides, well, I'm going to make up with the media. Let's have an off-the-books conversation about leaks. And you guys, not everybody wanted to come to that party. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with the woman who was being held in first a Mexican prison a little bit deeper across the border, then was moved to a prison where it was a woman's facility. The fear was that she would have a hard time getting out. The lucky thing is there was a big diplomatic push to try to get her out. What happened was she was, Yanira Maldonado was traveling to her aunt's funeral with her husband. They were coming back from that on a bus. They were going to go to Arizona. At a military checkpoint, she was pulled off that bus along with everybody else, but was told she had 12 pounds of marijuana that they found under her seat. They said there were witnesses that would attest to the fact that it was her pot. She said, no way. She was put in prison. Her husband's been fighting him. There's been some push from the State Department. And finally, they have released her. They have released her, so she's back in Arizona with seven kids. She has seven kids. For 17 years, she's been an American citizen. Very scary, scary moment, needless to say. The other thing is John McCain. John McCain decides he is a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to the business of helping Syria from that nasty Assad, who is a thug murderer and has killed 70,000 people. But McCain doesn't realize when he goes into Syria, the people that he's posing with, some of these Syrian rebels, in fact, kidnapped many Shiite pilgrims. The commanders, the rebel commanders, were people like Mohammed Nour, who was absolutely identified as a kidnapper. So he apologized, or his people did anyway, for the images. Just goes to show you never know who you're posing with. He thought that he was doing a good thing. A number of Syrians who greeted the senator when he got to Syria asked to take pictures with him, and he complied. So there was this photograph that was floating around that was Mohammed Nair, and they said, well, you know what, that is very regrettable. And he condemns heinous acts like that in the strongest possible terms. He's pushing for us to do something for Syria. He thinks that his visit to Syria was critical to support the Syrians who are fighting for their lives and the freedom of their country. It is a sad situation, but we can't keep playing hopscotch all over the Middle East. It's just crisis after crisis there. All right, the other thing, politically speaking, is what I told you about Eric Holder, who's under fire from both the right and the left and everywhere in between, anyone possible who knows much about Holder. He's not so high on the scale of likability anymore. So only a few selected media outlets went to see Holder, and a few said no. Fox, naturally, was one of them that said no way. Remember, their reporter was the one who's James Rosen, whose records were poured over. The AP, same thing. They say they have their own reaction to leaks, and the fact that it was going to be this secret meeting was stupid in the first place. The Wall Street Journal decided that they would do it. The New Yorker did it. And to be sure, there were others that took up Holder on his idea to have this conversation. It's not just the scribes. He wants to meet with radio folks and television people as well. Wow. So where that ends up, nobody knows, but most likely, if it's all off the record, it's ridiculous, because then here it's the media, which is freedom of the press, then they won't be free to report on it. Seems a little backwards to me. I think the people that want to participate, or the people that went into this meeting in the first place, were trying to convince them that they would have to make these meetings on the record, because they want to hear what the Attorney General has to say and his explanation for the Department of Justice's handling of subpoenas to journalists and thoughts about improving the protections afforded to the media organizations in responding to government investigations. But those comments should be made public. So I think more people are going to decline the invitation for any kind of an off-the-record meeting. Well, you know how we do this. We kind of hopscotch in a couple of different directions. And as always, always on my mind is what's happening with NASA and, you know, the conversations of the future. Where are we going with space exploration? We're trying to sell now some of our launch sites to private companies to make a little bit money, because a little bit of money, because those pads are basically mothballed and just sitting there taking up space in Florida. So why not do that? In the meantime, people are concerned about Mars and manned missions and all that kind of super really cool stuff. So we're going to get to that in a second. But first, before we go to that section of technology, how about Windows 8? How many people raise your hand if you have Windows 8? I think it's brutal. I hate Windows 8. I have Windows 8 on a computer. It looks good, but it can never do what I want it to do. You have to really invest a lot of time to get used to it. Now they're coming up with Windows 8.1. Dana Woolman says it's going to be a lot better.
The start button is back. Not in the way people may have been expecting. It's just that the start button is now always there. So people now have the comfort and the familiarity of seeing that little flag logo in the lower left-hand corner like they always did. Anyone who was expecting the old start menu with those fly-out menus to come back is going to be just disappointed. But I think it does add a little bit more visual continuity to Windows 8, because a lot of people had been complaining that the OS was jarring to use. Many new features, many changes, some of them big, some of them small, but it permeates pretty much every aspect of the operating system.
All right, just give us our start button back and forget all the other gobbledygook. Yeah, it looked cool to have all those windows opened up, but we just want to hit start. We want to be able to type an email, for goodness sake, and not have to search for 15 minutes to try to figure out how to do that. It made no sense. All right, NASA and Mars exploration to some people makes absolutely no sense either, as I said. What about manned missions? Here's Chris Moore.
Before we can send astronauts there, we need to understand the environments and hazards that they would face. NASA is planning to send astronauts to Mars around the middle of the 2030s.
2030s! Woo! Mark it down on your calendar. We'll see if they make that date. Usually dates are pushed back, so I say this one is going to be a lot further down the road than the 2030s. Coming up next, our cheap movie review, After Earth. That's pretty cool. Now You See Me and a few other things, plus DVDs. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. From the producers of Paranormal Activity, Insidious and Sinister comes Dark Skies, a supernatural thriller that follows a young family living in the suburbs. When it becomes clear that the Barrett family is being targeted by a terrifying and deadly force, Daniel and Lacey take matters into their own hands to solve the mystery of what's after their family. After her Nazi parents are imprisoned, Law leads her younger siblings across war-torn Germany in 1945. Amidst the chaos, she encounters a mysterious Jewish refugee, Thomas, who shatters her fragile reality with hatred and desire. To live, she must trust someone she was taught to hate and face the darkness within herself. Law stars Saskia Rosendahl. When the moral values of a longtime wet work Black Ops agent is tested during his last mission, he receives an unfavorable psych evaluation. Now he is given a break and a seemingly uncomplicated assignment by simply protecting a young female code announcer. After an ambush and one phone call later, it becomes a complicated fight for their survival. John Cusack stars in The Numbers Station.
I've been alive for 4.5 centuries.
This week's cult movie has it all. A Frenchman playing a Scotsman playing an Egyptian, sword fighting, action, romance, horror, and a killer soundtrack from 80s rock god Queen. Highlander stars Christopher Lambert as Connor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod, and he cannot die lest his head leaves his neck.
There can be only one.
The Queen soundtrack really ties this movie together. While enjoying a meal after seeing a draft cut of the movie, the band pens one of the biggest power ballads of the 1980s, the haunting Who Wants to Live Forever. Now, the tune becomes the glue that binds the story and the timelines together, but in the real world became very prophetic, as it was about this time that flamboyant frontman Freddie Mercury was diagnosed with HIV/AIDS. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, as always, terrific job, Jack from Down Under. Really excellent job there. You know, speaking of DVDs, I streamed a movie called Parker with Jason Statham, and it was excellent. J-Lo's in it, but she has a minor part, and she's okay in it. Michael Chiklis is also in it. But I would recommend that if you like action and a little bit of violence, but not so much gratuitous. I don't think it fits into the storyline. Check out Parker. There you go. That's my two cents. All right. How about going to the movies and ponying up some pretty big money? A movie that's getting a little bit of play is one that Will Smith stars in with his son, and it's called After Earth. Check it out.
In the field, you are emotionally unpredictable. You confuse courage with recklessness. I'm not advancing you.
You have a son that you do not know. He's reaching for you, and he does not need a commanding officer. He needs a father. Let's go make some good memories together.
Something.
I'm tracking a life form moving toward you. 50 meters. 20. 10. It has found you. We must abort this mission.
You wouldn't give any other ranger that order.
You are not a ranger. You are my son. Danger is very real. But fear is a choice. If we are going to survive this, we fight.
All right, so you get the idea. Crash landing leaves the teenager and his legendary father stranded on Earth. 1,000 years after a cataclysmic event forced everything to be ripped in lots of different directions. Here's another movie that's also getting a lot of play. I saw the trailer for this when I was watching a movie last week. It's called Now You See Me.
Come in close. Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you.
And gentlemen,
for our final trick,
we are going to rob a bank.
On the count of three, you will be teleported through space and time to your bank in Paris. 1, 2, 3.
Everyone in this room was a victim of hard times.
Some of you lost your home, your car.
And so tonight,
we're going to return some of that money back to you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Freeze!
Hey,
everyone.
explain to me how you went from Las Vegas to Paris in 3 seconds?
What do the kids call it these days?
Oh, magic.
This is the first rule of magic. Always be the smartest guy in the room.
Your bank was the distraction. Wow, they set up the real trick.
Expose them now and destroy them.
Hang on. I've got nothing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the delay.
Whatever this grand trick is, it was designed a long time ago. And I believe that what's about to follow is really going to amaze. Look closely. Because the closer you think you are, the less you'll actually see.
All right, so you hear the voices there, the world's greatest illusionist, the four horsemen pull off some daring heist. There's corrupt business leaders, imagine that. And what a wild super team it is, a great cast for this. We're going to finish with one last one here as we fade out, and it's called The East. I can't wait to see this one.
Hi, I'm Diane Weiscarver, senior level management here at Hawkstone. And this beautiful lake we have here, it's a natural wild.
We are the East. We don't care how rich you are. We want all those who are guilty to experience the terror of their crime. It's easy when it's not your life. Easy when it's not your home. But when it's your fault, it shouldn't be so easy to sleep at night. Especially when we know where you live. Lie to us, we'll lie to you. Spy on us, we'll spy on you. Poison us, we'll poison you. We will counterattack 3 corporations in the next 6 months for the worldwide terrorism. And this is just the beginning.
All right, there's another movie where they go after the corporation. This one, though, is PG-13. It's 1 hour and 56 minutes. Checks in just under 2, you figure, with the previews and whatnot. I'll probably wait for it to come out on DVD, but I like the premise. Ellen Page is in it. Remember her from Juno, and she's a terrific actress. Julia Ormond is in it as well. Britt Marling, some actors I like. And I think it'll be a very, very good rental with this former FBI agent doing this new career, protecting the interests of this corporate clientele. But things go a little bit backwards and flip in a different direction, kind of like real life. So there you have it. Remember, if you go and see a movie, shoot us a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. If we like it, we will air it, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks to Nathan Reeder. You rock, buddy, and all of you. Hang with us. We're climbing over the wall.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Interesting to have our pal pharmacist Ben on the show because we learn great nuggets of information, and a lot of you are starting to send me emails, so it is resonating for sure. This is the time to get healthy, as Ben tells us, and he's, like I said, given us some really great tips with power foods, other things you can do, take a day to fast, drink more water, all this kind of good stuff. And this time around, we thought it'd be interesting to talk about what's been in the news lately with breast cancer especially, but cancer and genetic testing. Angelina Jolie makes huge headlines when she supposedly decides to do a double mastectomy because her mother died a horrific death of cancer, and she had an 87% chance after they did the testing of getting it herself. She said she wanted to be alive for her kids, so she took drastic measures. Ben, first of all, hello.
Hello, Katie Delaney. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. This was a big story, and you know a lot about this, about pharmaceuticals and testing and genetic testing. What was your reaction to that?
This poor woman, this poor misguided woman hacking off her breast. Look, the breasts are not just some appendage that's there to look pretty and turn people on. The breasts are part of your endocrine system. They're part of your hormone system, and to lop these things off like they're no more than a couple of pieces of meat is to play with fire in terms of the rest of your life, the rest of the, the rest of your life, the rest of your life in terms of your endocrinology, in terms of your hormones. She's going to be taking hormone replacements for the rest of her life. She's going to be taking anti-cancer, anti-estrogen drugs probably for the rest of her life. And why? Because she had, a couple of genetic markers. Now, it's very important to keep in mind that she does not have an 87% chance of getting cancer. She has an 87% increased risk. It's not the same thing as getting cancer. It's she has a higher risk of getting cancer. But that's not to say that she's going to get cancer. It's to say her risks are higher. But the question becomes, what is it about genetics? What is the thing about genetics? Is genetics some kind of magical code that determines how our body is? This is what we're led to believe. The genetic model, which is has reached the heights of dogma. In fact, it's called the central dogma. That's the name of the genetic model. And you know what a dogma is by definition, by the way? The literal definition of a dogma is a premise that's accepted on belief, not evidence.
Yeah.
And the idea that our genetics controls our body or determines our body is called a dogma by scientists themselves. In fact, it's called the central dogma, that your genetics controls your body. And this is a premise, a article that's taken on faith and belief, not evidence. The fact of the matter is that while genetics are involved in how our body is produced, they are not the final determinant of what is going to get produced. Genetics turn on and off like a Christmas tree light. They blink. They turn on and off based on the environment, based on our thoughts, based on the type of chemistry that's going on in a cell, based on the health of a cell, based on our nutritional status. All of these factors that transcend genetics as a determinant of what the body is going to produce are called epigenetic. And epigenetics is the science of what controls the genes. Epi means transcendent to or above, superior to. And epigenetics is a tried and true science. It's not some kind of Boulder, Colorado, airy fairy nonsense. It's real hardcore science, and it's based on the idea that our genetics is no more than a blueprint that can be overridden and is overridden by something as simple as a nutritional deficiency or eating the wrong kind of food. Now, what does this all tell us? It tells us that to have parts of your body hacked off in a major, and I mean a major surgical procedure, which is what a double mastectomy is. This is a major, big-time surgery. To have parts of your body hacked off and to subject your body to a major stress and a major trauma, like a double mastectomy, simply because you have an increased risk of getting cancer without trying to come up with alternatives to minimize that risk, is not only manipulative and twisted and perverted by the medical model, but it's absolute lunacy for a patient to subject themselves to this before they start working on controlling the kind of foods they eat and the kind of nutrition they're putting into their body, as well as thoughts and emotions and even spirituality, which all have a role to play in whether genes will turn on and turn off.
Wow, and it's interesting because she could easily afford to have people help her with that.
Easily.
I mean, I'm sure they have. They have nannies.
Well, you know, she smokes. Smoking is a big risk factor for the BRC, what they call the BRCA gene suppression or the gene mutation. Smoking is a huge risk factor for it, and so is drinking alcohol. She's a big-time alcohol drinker, and she's a big-time smoker. So to have, to go say, well, just cut these things off because I'm afraid of getting cancer, but you still smoke, come on. I mean, this is absurd. Now, this poor woman, I don't fault her for it because she didn't know. There's nobody to really fault. It's the model. It's medical model. And by the way, there's a lot of incentives to do surgery. There's a lot of incentives to get people to participate in this surgical pharmaco-medical model.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of incentives to tell people to eat correct food. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken sponsors the Race for the Cure. You know, I'm not kidding you. They sponsor it. They're fried chicken. They're cancer sticks, whatever you want to call their chicken. fucking drumsticks, cancer drumsticks. They sponsor the Race for the Cure. What? By the way, Kate, you're a woman. You tell me, please explain this to me. What the heck is Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Like, you're not aware of breast cancer? Is there a woman on the planet that's, oh, well, I heard about it. There's a breast cancer? What's that? Thank you for making me aware of that. Well, what it is it puts people, it puts this breast cancer fear into people's mindsets. It puts this breast cancer fear into their consciousness.
Yeah.
That doesn't serve anybody. Women know that they can get breast cancer. Men know they don't need somebody to remind them of it with pink baseball bats and pink football helmets and pink ribbons and pink buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is manipulative and it's not fair. People, if you want to take care of cancer, if you want to prevent yourself from getting cancer, number one, begin to understand the mechanism. And the mechanism of cancer is, people tell you, oh, you don't know what causes cancer. Horse crap. Just Google Dr. Otto Warburg, W-A-R-B-U-R-G, one of the greatest biochemists who ever lived, and he did tremendous, well-researched experiments on how cells become cancerous, and cells become cancerous when they lose the ability to process energy. They become energy-starved. A cancer cell grows out of control as a survival mechanism because it has been starved of oxygen for so long. And as I said many times on this program and on other programs, all disease is caused by a breakdown of a cell, including cancer. At the cell level, a cell becomes starved, suffocated of oxygen, and in combination with toxicity in the body, in combination with nutritional deficiencies, this oxygen starvation initiates an out-of-control growth. And a cancer cell is a cell that has been suffocated and is now learning to run on survival energy. And this survival energy mandates that it grows and divides very rapidly. So the fastest way to keep yourself from getting cancer is to keep things moving in your body and to prevent stagnation of fluids, because this is what causes the ultimate suffocation of a cell, the stagnation of fluids throughout the system. And stagnation of fluids is caused by, number one, the wrong kinds of foods, number two, nutritional deficiencies, number three, problems with breathing and problems with oxygenation that occur over time, and number four, lack of movement of the body, lack of exercise, lack of walking, sedentary lifestyle. You know how they always say how our ancestors used to eat all kinds of crappy food? You know, my grandfather, he smoked a pack of cigarettes,
sure.
And right? But you know what your grandfather's doing? He was chopping wood.
Yes.
And he was farming, and he was walking, and he was doing physical labor. He was moving his lymphatic system. He was moving his circulatory system. Tissue wasn't, fluid wasn't stagnating, and tissue wasn't becoming sluggish with fluid. And it's the same thing throughout time. You know, 100 years ago, when you had to go to the store, you walked to the store. When you go to the next town 100 years ago, you walked to the next town. You were lucky if you had a horse. You know, 200 years ago, you didn't even have a horse. You were walking everywhere 300, 400 years ago. Today, we have these sedentary lifestyles. We eat pro-inflammatory food all day long. Insulin, by the way, which is the hormone that is responsible in many ways for cancer, is so elevated in people today that almost everybody is dealing with insulin resistance once they reach the age of 35 or 40. There's so many, it sounds like there's all these things going wrong, but the way it looks to me, when I look at it, I see all these potential places we can work.
Uh-huh.
There's all these great avenues that we can mine, or all these great routes that we can take for our health. Yeah, it looks like everything's going out of control. We got nutritional deficiencies, got all this crappy food, and we got air pollution, and we not exercise, a sedentary lifestyle, stress in our lives, but these are all places that we can work to get better. You don't have to have your breast hacked off, people. You don't have to take prescription drugs, people. You don't have to deal with Obamacare and deal with insurance companies and wait in line at the pharmacy and fill all kinds of forms at the doctor's office. Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Use salt water. Make sure you're breathing. Drink more water. Make sure you're exercising, even if it's only for two friggin' minutes a day. Have you and I talked about exercise yet? You know, you only need 2 minutes a day, Katie.
That's it.
Two minutes is all you need. Everybody has 2 minutes a day, and even if you're grossly overweight, you could still do 2 minutes of exercise and begin this movement process of fluids to help prevent yourself from getting diseases. And please do not lop off your appendages for no good reason. And that doesn't, I'm not just talking about your breast. Same thing. Doctors love doing it to the gallbladder. They do it to the prostate. They do it to the thyroid. They do it everywhere. And it's just flat out not fair.
All right, next time you gave us a perfect thing, more roots that you can take for your health, Ben. You're terrific.
Thank
Pharmacist
you so much.
Ben, check out his website. It's awesome. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Pick it up. AmericaTonight.net. It's awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
Good to talk to you, Kate.
You too. Good stuff. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KD hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. We're going to hit it hard. But before we do that and go there, we're going to go out to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
More rain, rain, rain.
Rain, rain, rain?
Oh, yeah.
I know. What's up with the rain? How many days in a row? In Chicago, I know it's all over Illinois, like 20-some days?
34 days in a row.
Quit
half a day. And then...
Crazy.
Yeah. But I've seen on his mind. What's he doing over Syria trying to get drug in the war over there?
No kidding. It's like he met with drug dealers over the border. It was crazy. And they looked like, you know, Manny Moe and Jack, a different version of them, Syrian style, with bullets over the one guy's chest. It was crazy. What are you doing? What are you doing, McCain? I don't get it.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, exactly. You got to remember, too, what do we know about the rebels? Some of them have ties to Hezbollah. Some of them have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which, you know, that can be a negative because Islamic extremism tied to both of those groups. So I thought he is so hard-pressed about Syria and doing something to help the people because 70,000 people killed. I get that. But that was a wrong thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, he should just keep his nose out there and say, don't leave him over there now.
Exactly. He apologized. He realized, like, what did you think? Releasing that photo was a good thing? No.
Yeah. I see Michelle Bachmann's going to quit Congress now, or retire or whatever. Is that because the FBI is ready to put the handcuffs on her?
No, I think it's because she saw what Sarah Palin did money-wise, and she knows, hey, I can jump back on this train and go out and speak. She's, like, heavily sought after for a lot of conservative groups to be a speaker and whatnot at a pretty big chunk of change.
I thought maybe the FBI is getting ready to hammer her. I think that's what she wants.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she slips out of it. I do. I could be wrong. But I think that's part of what, I think, Rick, that's part of what it's about. She's tired of getting hammered, but I also think it's a fact that I know this from a pretty good source, that a lot of people want her to come in and speak, and then she could be more prevalent on a kind of a speaker's circuit, and she's got lots of children and that are grown and whatnot, and she's not like she's hurting for money. Certainly that's not it. But the fact that she could be a kingmaker after being part of the game herself is appealing, and especially if the heat is on. Think about it. I have a chance to get out before I get cuffed, as you say, and I have a chance to make some money, and she is definitely popular in a lot of areas. At the Republican convention, she was like a rock star. I mean, it was crazy. She couldn't even breathe. It was like a crush of bodies around her. It was like she was at the Cannes Film Festival, and she was, you know, Jennifer Aniston walking around. I would liken it to that. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So Joe, listening in Vermont, says, Kate, I cannot believe that this U.S. soldier is not going to get death. How is it they would cut a deal for Robert Bales and let this happen after so many innocent women and children were killed when he simply walked out twice and shot them to death? Well, the reason is because his attorney is trying desperately to not have that happen. That's all that it was about, preserving his life. And how do you avoid the death penalty? You cut a deal, and you avoid it, and that's what he did. And he's a decorated veteran, right? So you could say, well, who cares? He slaughtered those people, which he did. But the Army, this gave them a way out. They don't have to kill him, but yet he could get parole, but I think he'll get a life sentence, most likely, because this was the worst civilian slaughter by a U.S. soldier since we go back to the 70s, well, 60s in the Vietnam War. And, you know, the mistake here was, I said it before, the fact that he was deployed again and again when they knew he had this. They knew he had PTSD. And I know that if you took every soldier and said, well, he has some shades of it, and they have some shades of it, and this person, but he had a brain injury. He had a serious brain injury. He was right there by a bomb blast, and so that's the facts, you know. And then what happened was that is ignited by another bomb blast where it was right near where he was. And there was one of his buddies had his leg blown off right before he flipped out and shot all those people. So And does he have a memory of it? He has a patchy memory, all that kind of stuff. He understands. He's accepting the guilt, all that kind of deal. But it's done. I mean, it's done. And does he get parole? That would be the other thing. I think if he got parole, that would really infuriate a lot of people. All right, here's one from Sam I Am. Hello, Kate. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been? Hopefully great. I've been following this stuff with the ricin and what's been sent to various people in political positions and the president a target and the mayor of New York. Don't these idiots realize that those letters will never reach where they're intended to go? And they'll never have a shot at killing either the mayor of New York or the president, at least in this way. It does make you curious as to who is sending them, though, however. Well, here's what's interesting is the ricin letter that was intercepted, that was supposed to go to the White House, which, of course, all of it is sorted through. It was very similar to what happened to Bloomberg. It tested positive for ricin. You know, the thing about ricin is you don't need very much of it. That's why you throw it in an envelope, and that's what happens. But we definitely have an FBI that can track that down, and they are tracking it down. And they process it, like I said, off-site, and they do the same thing in New York anyway. So there's threats that are riddled throughout the letter, and the letters to Obama and to Bloomberg were similar because they were talking about something that happened with Obama and with the gun situation, and throw in Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, and they all got these letters. So this is just a roundabout second time around for the president and for the mayor. What's weird is one of them had a return address on it, and it was Louisiana. They try to throw them off the track, or are they that stupid to put a real address on it? Who knows? But I have a feeling they'll be able to track it, although it's very easy to make ricin, so almost anyone can do it, and it's these days all you have to do is Google, and you can figure things out, and maybe they won't be able to track it right to the person if they were smart enough, but stupid and useless to me. I don't understand. You're certainly not being heard that way. Let's put it that way. Here's one from Jake, who says, duh, McCain, rebels. You talked about it, Kate, just a few days ago. I can't believe that he would pose with them. What did he think? It was a Twitter moment? Because now senators and Congress people have to be like everybody else, and they tweet things while they're debating them. And here he was on a secret journey, and he is really the face of, I'm going to do what I can to help Syria. So by pushing that photo out, he thinks that he's helping them. Yeah, I don't think he's helping them. I don't think he's helping them. I guess he thought he was. But, you know, the whole idea was that McCain and being photographed that way is that, you know, he could bring attention to a guy who was implicated in a kidnapping by the Syrian rebels a year or so ago, and that he could show his support for this rebel command. One of them showed the face of Mohammed Nur, who was identified by two freed hostages as the chief spokesperson and photographer for the Northern Storm Brigade that kidnapped them. So they're notorious kidnappers. So he crossed paths with guys who were there for kidnapping pilgrims, Shiite pilgrims, a year ago. Yeah, duh. I'm going to agree with Jake. So you get it. I said it before. You can talk to me, vent to me anytime you want. Just send me that email, americatonight.net.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable.
We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.